Panandanmani, speaking on behalf of the Young Friends of the Treaty, the Feminists for the Binding Treaty, the ESCRNet, the Global Campaign, all of them part of the Treaty Alliance. We thank all states' representatives for their engagement during the session. We reiterate the importance of this intergovernmental working group to keep working under the mandate of Resolution 26-9. First of all, we do not agree with your proposal to table a new resolution to redefine the mandate of this intergovernmental working group. We firmly believe that the issue at stake, including the scope, can be negotiated under the mandate of this resolution. On the other hand, we support any effort to ensure the resources needed to ensure a swift advance or accomplishment of the mandate. In this and the following intervention, I will share our proposal for the next step in this process. Following the statements of this week, the working group should reiterate its concerns about the negative impact of TNCs and other business enterprises on human rights and the environment in its conclusion and recommendation. We recommend that the Secretariat posts on the working group website general declaration by the states and other participants, and the draft text with the concrete textual proposal submitted by states as shown on the screen until the end of this morning. We propose for the chair rapporteur of the working group to facilitate hybrid multi-day intersessional consultation or negotiation in Geneva with all member states, regional groups, non-governmental organization, intergovernmental organization, relevant mandate holders, and the mechanism of the Human Rights Council to build on this week's momentum and advance in the negotiation of a robust, legally binding instrument, aiming at ensuring the broadest possible cross-regional support. The chair should also facilitate intersessional consultation, aiming to propose a methodology for negotiation for the 10th session and convey the agreed methodology in supplementary paper for the next session. In this consultation, the chair should ensure that the views of civil society are adequately considered and gender balance is guaranteed. We also suggest, on the basis of this consultation, the chair rapporteur prepares a concrete plan forward no later than July 2024 and submitted to UN regional groups for approval before its 10th session. The 10th session should be preceded by a discussion of the program of work and negotiating modalities discussed and agreed during the intersessional consultation in Geneva. During the working group's 10th session, the chair should promote substantive intergovernmental negotiation on the basis of the proposal formulated during the 9th session by government delegation and the on-the-track changes version of the updated draft for the articles that were not debated during the 9th session, as well as the contribution of the intersessional consultation, ensuring the incorporation of the concrete proposal is affected by transnational corporation and their advocates in the future treaty. In our view, those negotiations should be led by state, not experts, since we already had 3 sessions supported by experts. In any case, states have the discretion to consult with experts on their own in the preparation of their position for the upcoming negotiation. But we urge states to ensure those experts do not have conflict of interest or ties with industry that would give them a vested interest in weakening the treaty. Finally, we urge states to provide the resources needed to advance the negotiation in more expeditious manner, but in case of such decision, we also urge the chair and state to protect the mandate of resolution to 26-9 and not open the debate to anything beyond the provision of needed resources. Dear Mr. Chair, dear Secretariat, we thank you for all the work during this session and count on your further commitment to accomplish the mandate of the IGWG to ensure prevention, access to justice and remedy, and corporate liability beyond borders in favor of all the people affected by corporate violation, environmental harm across the planet. You can count on our active engagement. And by the way, the good, tasty, and healthy rice and chicken are produced by the people and by the peasant, not by the TNCs.